Good morning. You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday here on listener-supported WVTF. And it's that time when we welcome our veggie chef, Andrea Mattioni-Willis, to the program with another vegetarian recipe for us. And you have something that used some leftovers, I guess, today, huh?
Well, yeah, I used up something that actually was going to go bad while we were gone. I was, you know, looking, we're getting ready to head out of town, and I thought, there's a lot of stuff in this fridge that I need to look at and see what's going to expire while we're gone. And I found that we had a bunch of eggs and some faux or fake chorizo-style vegetarian sausages. Both would be gone, would be bad by the time we got back. So enter the mini quiche without a crust. All you do is add, you know, to those things I mentioned.
You didn't have the stuff for the crust, so you just skipped it?
I did. That and it just, you know, cut down the prep time a little bit, and it reheats better without a crust. And I added some chopped olives and jalapenos to it, and I was all set because the chorizo-style sausages had plenty of spices in it already.
Okay. Chef's prerogative there.
It is. It is my prerogative. So on to the mini quiches. You're going to need 9 organic eggs, and I prefer to use cage-free organic eggs from vegetarian fed hens. 3/4 of a cup of finely diced yellow onion, 1/4 cup of diced jalapeno from a jar, 2 tablespoons of finely chopped black olives, 1 chorizo-style veggie sausage link. Now, this was the Light Life brand I used. 1 cup of Monterey Jack shredded cheese and olive oil cooking spray. So you're going to want to take a muffin pan with 12 spaces in it. You're going to spray that with the olive oil. And then this is very important to spray it well, because your little quiches won't come out of the cups when they're done cooking if you don't. And then you want to preheat your oven to 325 degrees. Then crack all of your eggs into a medium mixing bowl and lightly beat with a fork to break all the yolks. Then mix in all the remaining ingredients. Place the muffin pan, once, of course, you've put all your mixture in the 12 cups, place the muffin pan in the oven and bake for 20 to 25 minutes until the egg is set and firm. You can check for doneness with a toothpick. If it comes out clean, your mini quiches are done. When you remove the pan from the oven, loosen the mini quiches with a butter knife, run gently around the edges, serve, and enjoy.
And if you forgot to spray completely, you can use a chisel.
Yeah, that too. And just really go at it to get that egg out of there.
Let's hope the butter knife will be sufficient.
And if anybody has any questions about this or any other recipes I've shared, you can email me at wvtfveggie@gmail.com. That's wvtfveggie@gmail.com.
And don't forget, Andrea Mattioni-Willis appears in the newspaper as the Veggie Chef each Tuesday in the extra section in the Roanoke Times. And something we rarely have here, previews of coming attractions. Next week, I understand you're going to have a guest on the program.
We are. We're going to have Doug Robison from Wildflower Cafe on 4th Street in Old Southwest Roanoke. He's going to share with us my favorite soup they have, the mushroom bisque. I'm going to finally find out how he does it.